This is Utah Public Radio. It's time again for our weekly movie review. We always look forward to hearing from film guru Casey T. Allen. Hi, Casey.
Hello, Shalane.
And the film you're reviewing this week is very loosely based on World War II and Operation Overlord with an odd twist. Tell us about this film and your take.
Once in a while, a movie comes along that defies categorization, being part war drama, part horror mystery, part action frenzy. Overlord is such a movie. It's also difficult to categorize because it's completely insane. Five American paratroopers survive a perilous landing in the French countryside on the eve of D-Day. What starts out as a clear mission to destroy a Nazi radio tower built on a church rooftop soon transforms into a gruesome fight for survival, with flamethrowers, syringes, and a dark basement laboratory. Watching this film felt like jumping in a Lamborghini and driving at 100 miles per hour nonstop, with rock music blasting as loud as possible from the stereo, leaving nothing but destruction in my path. This sort of tone ensures for a thrilling drive, filled with tense moments of silence, jump scares, and gory death scenes. But going at 100 miles per hour for most of the film, the only inevitable end is a spectacular and ridiculous crash, filled with explosions, fistfights, a meat hook, and too many ideas. I squirmed with revulsion numerous times at the blood-soaked horror moments, but it's a shame this film couldn't get its many ideas to gel together more cohesively.
Wow, not a recommendation.
It was okay. I mean, at least it had fun being completely crazy, but it's not gonna be remembered for anything special.
Thank you, Casey.
My pleasure.